Hello, this is Divine Sunshine, and welcome to Divinely Speaking Unplugged. Excuse me, I got a stuffed up nose, but I still want to get my message out there, so I'm going on beyond the stuffed up nose. So, it says, our topic for today is, the process of becoming ourselves is unbecoming. The process of becoming ourselves is unbecoming. The process of becoming ourselves is unbecoming. Growing up, we've had so many people pour into us energy-wise and tell us who we are, show us through example, show us through experience, show us through experiences, good and bad. And through that, we have learned how to either be good, bad, or indifferent. Through the process of going through life and understanding and putting off things through different age and stages of life has made us really adopt certain ideologies, psychologies, ways of thinking that in some ways have not been helpful or healthy. We have to now look and see introspectively, is where we are truly where we want to be? We have to look and see with the way in which we have maybe patterned ourselves after our parents, or maybe an idol, or somebody we idolize, or someone who is a hero, is that truly helping us on this journey? Some of the things we use as copingisms and strategies to deal with stress. I was in a class today, a workshop they had on the job, and they was talking about what's the things that you use in order to relieve you from stress. And maybe you need to adopt some new stuff. Maybe in life, the strategies that you have been going to is your go-to tool. Maybe it's time for you to maybe put that to rest. Maybe it's time for you to retire that. Because sometimes the things that we use in order to protect ourselves are really stopping and blocking us from our own good, from us moving into our bliss. So, we're at the point now we have to learn how to unbecome. We have, as Michelle Obama has says about becoming, we have to understand that we are becoming new creatures. We are becoming new. We are becoming something that we don't even know or have discovered as to who we are. So in becoming something new and understanding we got to shed some of that old stuff, we have to move into the energies of understanding that we got to unlearn some of this stuff. Some of this stuff is no longer suited, no longer good for us. And so that's why we have to unbecome and just be. Let your intuition, your awareness be your guide. During this time, look for people who may be able to help you go to the next level. Because again, you don't want to be, I think some of us think we know the answers, or we're embarrassed to ask somebody for help, or we figure, especially as twin flames, that if I ask for some of these people, they're not going to get me, they're not going to really understand me. And so you just really truly pray for somebody to come along that will truly understand your challenges, what you're going through, and be able to speak to you with divine truth. It's very, especially when you become becoming, you're very vulnerable, you're very sensitive, and you have to make sure that you really shield yourself to make sure that you get the right advice that's really going to suit you. That's why discernment is very key. That even though somebody might tell you X, Y, and Z, you can still point out and say, I don't know if that's meant to be or that's even for me. So you have to really look at things. When you talk about up and coming, that's look and really search your heart and your soul about things that's going on with you. Just say, you know what? I can't longer sign up for that. I can't co-sign for that anymore. It doesn't resonate with my heart. It doesn't resonate with my spirit. It doesn't resonate in my soul anymore. And that's what this new moon and Scorpio has brought, sudden death. Some of that sudden death occurrences might even happen to your life, especially when you set forth the intentions to let spirit know that, hey, that's it. I can't experience that anymore. That's really not me anymore. That's the old me. And I refuse for circumstances to bring me and drag me back to who I used to be. And if you find yourself doing that, that's really truly where you find yourself unbecoming who you have became. All right, just want to drop off of that message to you. Excuse me again for my voice. Sounds raspy, sounds funny, sounds stuffy. But I wanted to make sure that I got this message out to you all as well. If you're interested in getting a reading with me, please go to Divine Unified Souls 11.co, or you can go to Ashanti Wellness Center.com so you can be able to get a quantum healing session with me where we look at things and patterns in your past to help you to understand and unlock the things in the present. If you're interested in getting a session with me, please go over there. We run the gamut of all different types of topics. If it's sex, it's sexual, a sex area you're blocked in, or if it's with your relationships, your family dynamic, or just anything that you want answers to and you can't find it, come to me so we can be able to do a quantum healing session. All right? As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for finding me. I want you to go out there and shine. And as always, stay uplifted, stay motivated, stay ascended. Namaste and Namah Go.